It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we meet a Wisconsin filmmaker who introduces us to the world of early generation rappers and what happens when they turn into grown-ups.
First, new data from the Milwaukee Health Department shows that in the past years, preterm birth was the leading cause of infant mortality in 2014. It results in more infant deaths than all other causes, including dangerous sleeping conditions.
Dr. Joffrey Swain is with us to talk about the problem and how it's affecting communities across Wisconsin. He's the medical director for the City of Milwaukee Health Department and a professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Swain, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's get our basics out here. What is preterm birth? Is that what we used to call premature birth?
Yes, preterm birth and premature birth are two words meaning the same thing, specifically a baby born before 37 weeks of gestational age. A full-term baby is 40 weeks.
And what's the relationship then between preterm birth and infant mortality?
So it turns out that there are several different reasons why babies die before their first year of their first birthday, and that's what we refer to as infant mortality. And those include birth defects, they include unsafe sleep conditions, and they include preterm birth. And it turns out that preterm birth is by far the most important cause of infant death.
So on the flip side then, and we've been talking about infant mortality, especially in Milwaukee, for some time now, if we can end preterm births or cut down on those, bring babies to full term, they're going to be less likely to die before a year old. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct, and that is exactly why we need to put much more effort into reducing or preventing preterm birth. And not only because it will reduce the number of infant deaths, but also because preterm birth is a serious problem even for babies who live. And most preterm babies do live.
And how big a problem is this in Milwaukee, in the state, and in the country as a whole?
Well, preterm birth is a very big problem in Milwaukee, in the state, and in the country as a whole. So in Milwaukee, for example, we have about 10,000 babies born each year, and about 11% of them, or 1,100 in an average year, are born premature. So that's a lot of premature babies. Statewide, the numbers are proportionally larger, and you have over 7,000 premature births in the state every year. And nationally, again, about little over 11% of all babies born, so one in nine babies who are born in this country are born too early.
Talking to Dr. Joffrey Swain about preterm births, a major problem, a major risk for infant mortality, a major cost in our healthcare system. So what are the causes? I'm assuming it's not just random. What makes preterm births happen, Dr. Swain?
Well, there are a number of different causes for preterm birth, and there some of them are not all that well understood, but there are some that we know very, very well. So, for example, there are some that relate to individual behaviors of pregnant women or family members. Smoking is a very significant cause of preterm birth. Issues include chronic medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, for example, during pregnancy that can lead to preterm birth. Even just the fact of a woman having had a previous premature birth makes her more at risk for a subsequent premature birth. And then some of the most important causes may be a little surprising to some listeners, but they have to do with neighborhood conditions and stressors in life. It turns out that the more high levels of chronic stress a woman is under, not only during her pregnancy but throughout her childhood and early adulthood, the more likely she is to deliver prematurely. And there's physiologic reasons for it having to do with stress hormones that affect the uterus and make it more irritable and more likely to start contracting too soon during pregnancy.
We'll get into solutions to some of those problems in a moment, but I wanted to bring out another racial disparity. This one, African-American babies more likely to have a preterm birth. Why is that?
So it is true. In fact, across the state and around the country, African-American women are about 60% more likely to have a preterm birth than white women. And there are reasons for that, but one thing that's important for your listeners to understand is those reasons are not genetic. There's very, very good data showing that this is not a matter of differences in genetics between blacks and whites. In fact, the most likely explanation is the point that I made earlier about chronic stress. African Americans, unfortunately, in this country are more likely to be poor than whites. They're more likely to be unemployed. They're more likely to have family members who are incarcerated. They're more likely to live in neighborhoods that have higher levels of violence. They're basically exposed, on average, to higher levels of chronic stress. And this toxic stress, again, affects these stress hormones, and they directly cause women under this conditions to be more likely to deliver their babies prematurely.
All right, this sounds like a hard one to solve. What is a public health intervention that can deal with background baseline stress that somebody experiences for really a lifetime?
Right. So I think the public health interventions, again, are in all three of these areas that I mentioned before. So we do need to help people work on individual behaviors, the most critical one being smoking. In Wisconsin, about a quarter of women report smoking during pregnancy, which is somewhat shocking. And so we need to put more resources into systems that support women stopping smoking, preferably before they get pregnant in the first place. The second thing that I mentioned before in terms of public health interventions is around access and quality to prenatal care. And these range from making sure that clinics are open in the evenings or on weekends when women are working, to making it easier for women to take time off work to go to the doctor while they're pregnant, and then making sure that providers do an optimal job of taking care of these chronic conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes. And then to get to this bigger question of how, from a public health point of view, do we deal with these life course stressors? That's where I think we need broad community and policymaker support for several key kinds of policy interventions that can help people's daily stress go down. So just to give you one example, when we're talking about women that are living in high levels of poverty, the earned income tax credit is has been proven by some really excellent research that states that have more generous earned income tax credit have lower rates of preterm birth and lower rates of low birth weight. So that's one kind of policy solution. We've got lots of others ranging from transitional jobs to treatment alternatives to prison for people with nonviolent drug abuse, substance abuse problems. And all these things help strengthen families, they help strengthen communities, they help strengthen women, and they lead to stronger babies.
Now, setting the infant mortality itself aside, these are things that are going to cost money, all the interventions you mentioned. Does it pay off given what the costs are here on the healthcare system?
Well, let's put it this way. On average, a premature baby costs about $50,000 more than a full-term baby. And so when we have in Wisconsin nearly 7,000 preterm births per year, you're talking about close to $350 million a year in just healthcare costs that we spend on these premature babies. And that's a lot of money. That's more than the cut to the UW system and the K-12 system combined that's being proposed right now in the budget. Furthermore, every week that a baby is born earlier than it's supposed to, it's chances of doing well in school go down. And there's some very good research out recently showing third grade reading and math test performance goes down even for babies that are born at 38 weeks compared to babies born at 39 weeks. And it's really bad when you start getting below 37 weeks. So we pay for this up front in healthcare costs, and we pay for it down the road in terms of the productivity and the ability of future generations to contribute to society. It's a very, very serious drain on our economy and on our society.
As we wrap up, Dr. Swain, are you seeing any kind of improvement over the long term on preterm births?
Well, the improvement is happening very, very slowly, and that's why we're so concerned about this. The racial disparities are staying high, and the improvements are just really coming at a snail's pace. And that's really why we're trying to raise this alarm. It's not just that babies are dying, and they are across the state, but it's that so many are born too soon at a great cost to us financially and socially.
Dr. Swain, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's Dr. Joffrey Swain, Medical Director for the City of Milwaukee Health Department and Professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, with us to talk about preterm births and how they affect communities around the state.